Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. You can tune in live with me by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com. We are here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, our topic for this morning is the Christian's insanity defense. The Christian's insanity defense. Sometimes you just got to go cray-cray for Jesus. And our scripture for today comes from the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 6, verses 12 through 16. For those of you who are working our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge with me, wherein we are counting down the last 100 days of 2017 to usher in our fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. We are on day 46 in your journals. Can you believe it? There are only 45 more days left in 2017. Now, I am in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 6, verses 12 through 16, reading from the KJV. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord hath blessed the house of Obadiah and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obadiah into the city of David with gladness. And it was so that when they that bare the ark of the Lord had gone six paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me, wherever you are. The Christian's insanity defense. Sometimes you just got to go cray-cray for Jesus. Did you know that sometimes you just have to go crazy with your praise, prayer, and passion for Christ? You can't worry about what others think, because others are not the ones who bless you and who guide and cover your life. Nor were others the ones who brought you through all of your trials and tribulations. Sometimes you just have to let your guard down. You have to stop being so prim and proper. Sometimes you have to stop being just so masculine and asserting all of the bravado and just let everything go, cast everything to the wind, and get crazy for Jesus. Now, we know that an insanity plea or an insanity defense is what we call in the law something like an affirmative defense. In other words, yes, I did what you are charging me with. Yes, I performed that act, but I didn't really know what I was doing. I was out of my mind. You see, in the scripture that I read to you, David was just out of his mind with praise for the Lord as he understood the privilege of bringing the ark of the Lord up into the city of David. He just began to praise the Lord. And the more that he praised God, the more that he contemplated the blessings of God, the more that he thought about who God was, what God had done, how many doors God had opened, how the Lord had chosen him to be king, despite all of his older brothers being more qualified from man's perspective, how God had blessed him in battle, how God had blessed his name, how God had made ways out of no way, how God had seen fit to see beyond David's faults and still bless him, praise begin to well up on the inside of him that ought to be doing something for you right now. Praise and worship begin to just well up on the inside of David, because God saw in him what no one else had seen. So he just began to dance before the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He just began to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He just began to worship the Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And in so doing, he got so wrapped up in the praise that he forgot about everyone else who was around him. He just began to go cray cray for Jesus, so much so that he danced before the Lord with all his might. He just began to go cray cray for Jesus, so much so that he danced out of his clothing. Now, I know that's hitting some of you hard, because if some of us today would just begin to dance out of our clothing before we could even finish praising God, others would be pointing fingers at us, disdaining us, admonishing us, chastising us. Well, that's not godly, you shouting all over the place. That's not of God, you having no control. That's not of God, you shouting all like that, dancing out of your clothes. But the Bible said David danced before the Lord with all his might, and he danced out of his clothing. The Christian's insanity defense. And then Michal, which is Saul's daughter, David's wife, looked out of the window and saw him dancing out of his clothing, and she began to despise him. And I didn't read all of the verses for time's sake, but she later confronted King David about dancing like that in such a way, making yourself to be an embarrassment before all of the people. Here you are the king, and I look out there and I see you dancing before the people out of your clothing. I despise that you did that. What kind of king would do that thing? And when she addressed it, I'm just going to read verse 21 to you of that same chapter 6 in 2 Samuel. David replied to her, "It's before the Lord, which chose me before thy father." In other words, before your father, King Saul, even recognized me, God had already anointed me, and before all his house, to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord. And listen to this next verse. David said, "And I will yet be more vile than thus. In other words, I'll praise him. I'll get crazier, even more crazier, if you will, than what you saw today. And will be base or embarrassed or shamed in mine own sight. In other words, do you know what God has done for me? Do you know what God has done for me? Do you know what God has done for me? And here you stand in all of your self-righteous judgment to judge me for dancing before the Lord with all my might, to chastise me for going crazy for Jesus, to admonish me for not worrying about how people are perceiving me, not worrying about what others think. I will get more vile than this because I just can't praise him enough. I can't thank him enough. You weren't there when he chose me. You weren't there when he saved me. You weren't there when he delivered me. You weren't there when he sanctified me. You weren't there when he filled me with the Spirit. You weren't there when he made ways out of no way. You weren't there when I struggled. You weren't there when I cried at night. I will praise him. Henceforth, glory, and forevermore, I'll get crazy for Jesus. And I don't care who knows it. This is my insanity defense. Yes, I did it. Yes, I danced out of my clothing. Yes, I let loose. Yes, I didn't worry about what they were thinking. Because nobody else knows what he did for me. Glory. I felt that thing this morning. Will you get crazy for Jesus? Will you assert your own insanity defense? When they say, man, you just went crazy shouting like that. Man, you just went crazy praying like that. Man, you just too fanatical for Jesus. Sister, you just praise him too much. Will you say, yes, I did what you said? And all I can say is, I was insane for the Lord, going crazy for the Lord, because he brought me out. He did for me what nobody else could do. And truly, if I had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to praise him. He looked beyond my faults, saw my needs. When you were judging me, God was choosing me. When you were admonishing me, God was anointing me. When you were talking about me, God was elevating me. I can't help but go crazy for Jesus. Hallelujah. Our time is run. We got to go into prayer. The morning motivation is only 15 minutes, but God is moving. He's breaking some chains right now. Father, we come in Jesus' name. We thank you for this day. We ask the forgiveness of our sins. We ask that you create in us a clean heart. Father, I need you to bless some people today to go crazy for you, to have an insanity defense, that they're no longer worried about what other people think. Like in your word in Jeremiah 1:8, it said, don't be afraid of their faces. Help people not to be afraid of the faces of other people, not to worry about how they're judging them, how they are chastising and admonishing them, because those people didn't save them. Those people didn't elevate them. Those people didn't deliver them. Those people have no heaven or hell to put them in. Those people don't cause them to rise in the morning. Those people don't cover them when they sleep at night. Those people don't cover them all throughout their day. Those people don't place their angels all around them. Those people don't bless them going out and bless them coming in. Those people don't cover their children. Don't provide their finances. Don't heal their body. Those people are not you, Lord. Help them to just go crazy. Just let go. Throw caution to the wind today. And just give it all to Jesus. Give it all to you, Lord. Give it all to you. Give it all to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care what they look like. I don't care what they're saying. I don't care where they live. I don't care what kind of car they drive. They are worthy. You see something in each and every person. Yes, help them to just go crazy for Jesus. I don't care what they did yesterday. I don't care what they did this morning. Help them to just give you praise wherever they are. They're never so far away that you can't hear, that you can't heal, that you won't save, that you won't deliver, that you won't bless, that you won't fellowship. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on, our time is run. Let me give the altar call, and then I'm going to assign you your daily task, and we will end with our song of the day. Hallelujah. If you are not saved, or if you are backslidden, I want to bring you into the family of the Lord. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I repent and ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Father, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Everyone, just keep on praising him. We welcome you to the family of the Lord. Make sure you are getting going to church. You're going to Bible study, Sunday school. You're tuning in live with me at 6:30 a.m. Eastern for morning motivation. And if you miss it live, you can always hear the recording after 8 a.m. on my website at fieldfire.com, on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or by following the show itself on Blog Talk Radio, Morning Motivation. And you can do all of that, plus learn more about me, see video sermons, everything on my website at fieldfire.com, F-E-E-L, Phil, letter D, fire.com. Praise the Lord. And there's also a new picture posted there. Make sure you go see it. Last week, I was in St. Louis with our Church of God in Christ convocation, and we were able as attorneys to give free legal advice to the public. So I took a picture with some of the other attorneys and posted it on the website. So just go to fieldfire.com and you'll be able to see it in our gallery from your cell phones, whatever. You can hear the broadcast. You can see pictures. You can see sermons. You can share it, this word, with others and help somebody else go crazy today. Go cray cray for Jesus. Just go to fieldfire.com. Now, our topic for today is the Christian's insanity defense. Your task for today is to just let loose and go cray cray for Jesus. I mean, you praise him today. You pray, you praise, you give thanks like you've never done. And watch the miracles that come forth into your life. I don't care what anyone else says. He's worthy. Our song for today is Alabaster Box by C.C. Winans. It's so appropriate. The reason you can go cray-cray is because you know what he did for you. Nobody else knows it. All right? I'll see you in the morning at 6:30. Share this broadcast with others after 8 a.m. Eastern.
The tears that made her blind. She felt such pain. Some spoke in anger, heard folks whisper, there's no place here for her kind. Still on she came, through the shame that flushed her face, until at last she knelt before his feet, and though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard, as she poured her love for the master from her bosom. Praise on him, sin that had me bound. Thy spent my days, poured my life without measure into a little treasure box. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. My head, you are there. The night Jesus found me, you did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me.
Let me tell you something. You can let other people make you miss your blessings if you want to. But as for me, I'm going crazy for Jesus. That's my insanity defense today. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30. Share this broadcast and go to feelthefire.com.